Échalo.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Alvaro?
Quite well, actually. I'm sorry, I wasn't in touch. I had like a lot of stuff to, like that I don't know got together and well
I understand
unexpected
completely. Don't worry.
unexpected workload, but I'm doing fine. It's kind of hot over here, like around 90 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds
What are you
kind of
doing?
nice. It's gray and rainy here and like kind
Oh,
of
sad.
rare for Northern California. Now I'm spoiled. Okay,
Yeah.
let me put the link in the chat. Oops. I see I made not enough edits here. Hi, Laura. Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey.
Hello.
Wow.
I'm going to have to drop off a little early because I have to walk across campus for my next meeting. Okie dokie. I know the power is out at Stanford, so Nancy is on campus and probably won't be able to make it because the Wi-Fi is also out, as you might suspect. So we'll see how many people we have attending
We
today,
have
and
today, and
we can always
we can always
circle back to the spreadsheet, if we don't have a full
yeah.
group. But thank you for being here and being willing to go over it with us. Okay, maybe we can go ahead and get started. Hi, Jen. I don't have any updates really. We have the linked data calendar. Thanks to Charlotte, we talked about that last time. And I did not yet send the Slack reminder. I don't think I did about the URI fields. So I'll do that later today. But Alvaro, we were hoping you could go over the settings page
Oh
with us.
yeah,
Just so we could have a better
absolutely.
sense, there were some open questions, and then we'll try to get that finished up this month too.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna share my screen.
Okay, and I'll drop a link to it in the chat.
Perfect. Okay. So this is it. Is it sharing? Yeah. Yeah.
Not yet, but it's coming. It's.
Starting,
yeah. There it is.
Ah, cool. Okay. So, okay, this list was originally created because with I remember I proposed a set of fields, and then there was a lot of proposals of new fields, and that's I added everything. And then I realized that some weren't really used or required, so I deleted some because like it was all empty or let's like with this as algorithm, and I just added because it was requested, so I took it as it was really not needed. So, okay, I will go one by one. So, editor name, the way I see it is a label, essentially. Like to know what's the editor that is being connected, just that. So, yeah,
I think that makes sense. So,
right.
and also because we have talked about that we need, in some cases, you might want to have to set up multiple editors. So it's not just one.
Right.
So when you go in, click add, and then of course the first label is you set the editor name.
Okay, that makes total sense. About editor ID, I'm not sure about this one. If we really need it. Because maybe we just need the credentials and the base URL, and that would be enough.
So wouldn't that
I don't know
come
about.
when you create a settings page, it will be assigned a UUID, and that might be that ID to use
Okay,
for the
so this
linking.
should be like some sort of UUID.
But it's automatically generated, so it's nothing
Oh.
you need to fill in.
Oh, perfect. So I will kill it. Because it's not
But
needed.
please double check that everybody has put in question marks, so
Oh,
no one has.
yes, exactly. So cool.
May I ask about the editor name? Just going back for a second. Hearing you explain
Yeah.
it, Alvaro, I wonder if, and maybe Jeremy, you might have a feeling about this. Initially, I was thinking since BlueCore has multiple editors that this would be challenging. And then I thought, well, maybe each one should have its own settings. And then I thought maybe it should just say BlueCore. But if the idea is that the user will use that button to open, I mean, what is in this? How will this label be used? Is it only to
Oh,
configure?
yeah, it would be used like when you go to say inventory and it says like edit with, so it will be edit with whatever is in the label. That will be the kind of use. Or when the drop down for the apps it shows up, it will show that label. That's at least how I took this. Basically a label.
So
Yeah.
if it's an actionable button, I guess this could also be for Laura and Jen. Does it make sense? I mean, it would seem like a disadvantage to have to click, like to click on BlueCore and then choose your editor. Or would you rather have the ability directly to go to Blue Core Sinopia, directly to go to Blue Core Marva.
Yeah, exactly. I
So
mean,
should I make
you'll have
two
to.
rows for one for Blue Core Marva, one for Blue Core Sinopia, or should it all be Blue Core and then you choose your editor after that point?
Kelly, what about take a look in the UXPRO tickets, which were the original background for we did this spreadsheet, just for because it's also relevant that we are all aligned on the user
User
experience here.
experience. Okay. Let's see
So I
what
put
else.
it in the chat. It's
Yeah,
in
from
the
my
chat.
perspective, it really depends on workflows. And currently, our catalogers don't expect to go seamlessly from Folio to, say, OCLC connection. It's hard to say, but I'm wondering if right now we just say Blue Core with the understanding that we might want to add to this later. So long as we're thinking of what we would need, I don't think we need to make that decision right now, and I think it's fine to just say Blue Core.
I
Well,
mean, you could add like a whatever amount, but yeah, I mean,
I think the
I
issue
think
I'm
about.
seeing is that the source and the editor are not, in our case, they're not equivalents. So we have a store that's shared among many editors. So that user experience, you could view it in Blue Core as one option for view, but for edit, you would have multiple editors. So I don't know if the spreadsheet is set up in a way that I can do that easily, or it will make sense when I do it.
It should cover your use case as well. I think that was if so isn't there Alvaro, if you scroll to the so we can see the first list, so the first column, so if you scroll down a little bit, isn't there where you have view source, then in that action menu view source here you could say that could be the Blue Core, right? If you are using one out of two editors and you have everything stored in Blue Core, wouldn't you be able to? Then you can have a difference.
Yeah, but I guess it depends on view source. Source.
Yeah, line 14, view source.
Yes.
So for what label is editor name? I guess.
That's the first. That's up in seven, and
Yeah,
the two features are one is for edit and one is for view source. The two UXPROT tickets.
I would think that as a user, I would like to choose my editor. That would like as a because independent from the storage name, because it's a different experience. I understand Blue Core Marva and Blue Core Sinopia, right? So I guess that label should be the editor. Now, it's good to maybe add what you say. Instead of this just editor name, maybe a storage maybe replace this line for these two action menu text. I agree. I don't know if it, Laura's suggesting, I guess my question is, what is the, where will that editor name be used? If it's being used in the view and the edit, or if it is just the data source, like what
No.
is, I'm sorry,
It's
I'm not
different.
trying to make it overly complicated.
Can I share the screen just a sec? So we because I think we are we have a disconnected conversation here. So then 2 sec. And then I need to find it again. Yeah, here it is. So the whole the background for this was that we filed two features, and then we talked about how was what user interface could we see when we were having linked data in a third party system. And also we want to and it's an ask from Library of Congress to have their workflow the amount of clicks they need to do, have that reduced. So for the feature on view source, we where right now you have view source and then you see the MARC record in SIS. But if you don't have any underlying MARC records, then you could view source in Libris. So when you in the settings page, so in our spreadsheet we just viewed, say I want to view my source where I have it stored. You know, if you say Libris, then it's showing Libris. If you say view source in what would be suitable for Stanford, then the settings page is to define how is this label to look like. And same for this one, ticket where make the edit configurable, then you should be able to define from the settings page, edit resource in, and then if it's the Marva editor, what is it you want to have displayed? So that is what we want to have identified from this settings page. We also need to have all the necessary syntax. So you know, so it's this is not just going directly to the Marva editor and then you have no functionality. You want to go directly to your record. So and that is why we need to have information about, yeah, and it's probably different from different your different systems if the source is necessary, or you can go directly fetching the instance human readable ID if that would be the useful. In National Lab of Sweden's case, here they have the Libris ID number will also be the instance will be identical with the instant human readable ID. So in their case, it is super. What's it? It's smooth to do all these linkings directly from inventory to the third party editor. So
Really
that's
nice.
what we are
Maybe
trying
we
to
can copy
achieve here.
them. But I thank you, Charlotte. That is really helpful context and background. But I see, so it the edit is for syntax, it's not for the label. I'm just trying to decipher between three rows for your two buttons you're showing me.
So then in the conversation with Alvaro, here we have talked about that if the settings page should live in linked data settings page,
Oh,
and
yeah.
then when you can set up the Folio native linked data editor, and you can also choose to have the third party in the same settings page. But yeah, so we can we w what we are trying to achieve here is that we need to have all the necessary properties for defining each of your editors. And linked data the Folio native linked data editor will probably maybe not use all of them because it is already built into Folio. And
Okay.
then for other editors, you need more information in order to have all the necessary to do these direct links.
Exactly. Agree. I think I will.
And if we are
So it will be
missing
the.
something, sorry again, if we are missing something for in order to support your use case at Stanford, where you sounds like you are storing in one database and you have two different editors storing data into the same. We should be able to, identify that. And I don't know if your use case is that you store in, let me just call it Blue Core. It might be wrong use of the word, but you store it in the database in Blue Core and you have produced your record in using Zenobia. And then another cataloger maybe will use one of the other editors. I don't know.
Yeah,
But in that
exactly.
case, you would need two different action links, and maybe we can do it with some kind of permissions. So if you, as a cataloger, you don't want to see one of them, then we can. You only see the action button you want. We don't want noise. It's a little bit more complicated, but ideally we should fix it like that.
Yeah, exactly, Charlotte. That I think it would be possible. I think we'd have to discuss it as a team and then come back with a formal answer, but I think we could view it with an editor name, Blue Core. But to edit it, the action button to open would either have to take you to a landing page to select an editor, or
Okay.
if it ideally opened up into the editor without that in between, we would just need to. I don't know what Folio needs. You would only configure the editor you're using, but to convey it in the spreadsheet is where I'm struggling. How do I make it clear in the spreadsheet that Blue Core does not mean one, it's synonymous with one editor. It represents multiple options that a library may choose to use. And a library may choose to use more than one, but my hunch is that they'll choose one. But I don't know. We'll see where it's evolving. Does that make sense? It,
Maybe.
Laura, does that is that clear?
Yeah, I think generally, succinctly nailed. Jen nailed it when she pointed out it's the difference between the data source and the editor. Blue
Right.
Core is the data source. Blue Core is not the editor.
Right.
And I think it's possible that we could configure that in a way that it could work. But I also think we should be careful about naming conventions. Like if we say editor, it should be an editor.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. So maybe in that spreadsheet you
Another
showed,
maybe
Alvaro,
this.
we
You
just
need
can,
to say.
yeah, if you we can just change to data
Yes.
source and then it makes more sense.
Right. I'm gonna share my screen then. So I guess it would be here, Bill. This is a text.
Yeah, so
Then
the yeah, view data
is
source, is that
yes, it would be view
no,
data source
no, yeah,
here, and the other one is view editor, right?
no,
Oh, okay. Right. And so this one, row 7 will be obsolete because it's actually these two. Right. And what we have here.
So no, it so if you know when this how settings pages are, if you maybe Maybe if you take and look in inventory, and then when we are setting up a single record import. Here it has a name.
Okay, single record import.
Yeah, settings.
Oh, it's kind of weird. Let's hope this one is working. Okay. So over
Here
here,
we
right?
yeah, and settings. Settings.
Settings?
The
Okay.
settings app, yes.
Okay.
Inventory.
And import?
Inventory. Inventory.
Inventory.
And then you scroll down a little bit, all to the bottom. There you have
Over here.
C39 targets. Yeah. There you see, with your plus new,
All right.
then it has a name.
Okay.
And that name is shown when you have your list of so if
Yeah.
you cannot remove it as absolute, this is the because if you now just write test and save it.
Yeah. So that could be the bio editor name, right?
So that's the first line you had, the one you wanted
Yeah.
to remove as
Yeah.
obsolete. It's not.
Yeah, but
So
this
I
could
should
be
make a
this one.
line,
Yeah.
two separate lines, one for Blue Core Sinopia and one for Blue Core Marva, is what it sounds like. Yes.
Okay.
So, but you can
Thank
remove
you.
editor and then just call it name. Then it's more similar to how the C90
Got it.
39.50 is. But keep
Okay, so
line 7.
yeah, so I should I replace line 7 with line 16?
No.
No.
Just change 7 to only say name. Remove editor. Keep
Okay. Skip name.
just name, yeah.
All
Because
right.
it might be the editor, it might be something Whatever
else.
name, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
And I'll just make myself another row right now so I don't forget.
Okay. Yeah, this could be like the editor URI. Yeah.
Well,
So
and
this
that's
is.
another question I have is if the URIs are the same. No. So that's actually that's wrong, Alvaro. You set up your table with one name and with all the specifications. Then you do another one, name and all the specifications. So it's not you
Okay.
have there's no doubled line there. Row 8 you can delete.
Oh, I
Oh,
didn't.
that was something I made,
Oh,
Charlotte. Oh, I should do okay. another column, not another row. My apologies. Yep. No. If you again go back to inventory, it's just I'm trying to that we simply have the same UX experience as we have for everything. So put in and then call that test one and save it.
Okay. All right. Oh, this one. Oh, come on.
Yeah, then.
Okay. Could be anything.
So
Oh. Do I have anything else to enable? Okay, I guess it's the that's it. I have something else. Okay. There we are.
So then let's pretend that is your first editor, Kali. And then click on new one more time, and then that is test two. And you maybe some of your properties are very similar or something, you know, but you should have two different kind of.
Okay, so I made a second column instead of a second row in the spreadsheet, and there will be a lot of similarities between the two, but that should work.
Yes, got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, then base URL, it's a and I put here base URI. It's the same. I think it might be needed.
And that is not applicable for the built-in app, and that makes sense.
Well, the instance source ID, I think, is needed so we know where it comes from.
And that might help distinct, so we
Yes,
get
you
the
need.
direct linking. And again, I
Yeah,
don't know
let's
what
see.
you choose to use at Sinopia or at Stanford if you have two
Okay.
different
Oh,
link
good.
source labels.
Yeah, we have one for Sinopia in its current form and a separate one for BlueCore. Right now, it's actually BlueCore. It doesn't say BCLD. But maybe we can change it.
Then okay, then the instance identifier is where you are taking the ID from. What are you using? I don't know. It seems to be in, it is needed, but I'm not really sure about that. I mean, we take the identifier from 999 to fill L, but
So you can see again, it varies a little bit how your data model is, but you could see Libris. Here they use the instance source URI or is planning to use that that new property we added in the instance record.
Maybe it can be processed afterwards by the editor, maybe, I don't know. Because it will be fetching everything, right? I'm thinking about that. So I'm not fully sure about this term, but it seems useful, but I guess in maybe in practice we'll know. Then
So will all of you use like Andreas for Libris use the instance source UI? It looks like no, you are using a UUID in BlueCore, Synopia, and J Cricket is suggesting a combination.
I think we're planning the source URI, right, Jeremy?
The source URI, I'm not sure that would go in the HRID, but you're talking, I'm sorry,
No,
you're on the source URI.
this is what we'll use to identify the instance.
So it's not the human readable ID. It's a new data
No.
property, the linked data seek added here for the Sunflower release. You know, in the maybe Alvaro, if you still have a link inventory up.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. It's got a bit.
No, yeah. And no, you just take any instance. Yeah. Okay. So instance source UI on the third
Oh,
element.
yeah, I see. yeah. So that would be the blue core instance URI. So this is the Bibframe instance, not the Folio instance.
So we
Okay.
are planning on using that, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that makes me think that maybe that property should be called, if you go back and so we can see column A, should be called not instance identifier, but instance source UI.
Or what information are you trying to get, Alvaro? Is it the ID for the Folio instance or for the external instance?
For the folio one.
Okay.
But this will be label then. Label. It's a label there. And this is ID.
Instance source ID, HRID, because to me the HRID and the source URI
Two
serve
different
two different
things.
purposes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So shouldn't it be instance human readable ID and instance source UI ID? No,
Overthink.
or if, yeah, but then we actually miss a row right now because that one is the instance source label. And then we.
What ID? That's a yeah. That's not the human one, right? Source ID.
I think Jen says this looks right to me. What I'm hearing you say, Charlotte, I think is that. Is it needed for us to outline what we will use to identify the Folio instance? So is the HRID equivalent to the source URI? Is it a
Oh,
Folio generated instance number? Is that what you mean? That we're lacking another row?
oh,
Because maybe
oh, it's a two-sided thing. Yeah, I got a little bit confused.
I see
It's
it now. We don't need it. No, we don't need it
okay.
because it is built in the record. It
Okay.
was me thinking, overthinking things
Yeah.
here.
It's very easy to do it.
Yeah. So
It's
should
almost
we?
8 here at my, so it's
Oh,
thank you for being here.
yeah. So should I kill this?
No,
No,
no. Keep it. It's good.
just that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on, it's the credentials. How you authenticate. think that's needed.
And that should be, again, if you have not filled it in, then there is no authentication. And I know that's a use case for Libris. They don't want Folio to be, having anything to do with authentication up against Libris. So we should have it. And then if it's not filled in, no authentication is happening. But I can see ShareVDI would very much like it. So it's again different needs depending on the given system. And it would be the most we should have this flexibility built in.
It's API is for different APIs, of course. So it's right that it's two separate things. But I don't know. What API keys are we really needing? I don't know if key or key is because I guess you'll need at least one for to perform a GET, right? But I don't know what other operations would be needed.
Maybe try and I could see it's not filled in for Synopia. Try and it's not applicable for the folio. Is it applicable for anyone?
Is it? Well, if it's not,
Then we can kill it.
yeah,
I
we can kill
deleted
it.
it because I think, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but you would authenticate through Keycloak and then you would have access to make changes. There's no reason why we would need an API key in
Perfect.
Folio,
Perfect.
right?
Right. I don't think you
Right.
would.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Then the enable disable button that I think makes sense, total sense. Don't forget to click it. Yeah, it's like because you it's very similar to what is
To
that?
the
What's similar to what
C39.50
the
page we looked at, yes.
yes to what we did here. So you got two enabled here and two disabled. The same logic. So that's why that's I thought it would be necessary. And okay. And then we got what we discussed at the beginning. Then the view source and the view data source and the view editor. And well, that's it, seemingly. And we created a mock-up. Of course, it was this one. I mean, it's like a having this link data thing choice, then it says tools because maybe in the future we want to add something else instead of editor, like I don't know, a graph viewer or I don't know.
Cool.
But I don't know, on either I don't know if it maybe this is not necessary and everything can be accessed using this setup. I don't know. Then in this mockup at least we have like a drop down to choose the active editor and then the list of the other ones. Assuming we'll have more than one created. And then we'll be able to like preview this and edit. with all the fields that now we decided, and then the ability to fill it. That's the cancel on seven close buttons. That's it's a mock-up.
Cool.
What do you think? Maybe well, we can have update this with the information that we now have here. I can share these images then later with you.
That would be great. This is
So
awesome.
the display in the what was it in so the third row it's
Over here.
yeah the editor setup it's a bit of a new way to do that display. But is that is it Kimmy who has done this UX mockup? Kimmy Kestner?
Oh, who did it these
Kim
days?
is who is it Kimmy Kestner who has done these mockups?
Oh no, it was Shelby. Oh, and I don't remember her last name. Let me go to her last name. Oh, Shelby Domalaski. I don't know if Kimmy did this because I asked Shelby for help. I don't know if she. I don't know if she then passed the work to her. I'm not sure. So,
But we wanted to
I can
have
ask.
okay. We wanted to have multiple editors active, right?
Yeah, that would be preferable.
Yeah, this is not good. I mean,
Oh, so maybe the way with these enabled disabled even that
here.
I don't know maybe it's a little
Yeah.
it's done
I think
quite
this.
some time ago but it's more in that direction we want to go.
Yeah,
Even
it's a better approach, this one.
if that text was removed, like you can only have one active at a time, you wouldn't need to select from a drop down if you had multiple entries for them. So it'll look a little different, right?
Yeah, I guess you'll need something like this so you can select which ones. Yeah, I agree. And then that when it says edit with, you'll have two lines or three lines or whatever amount of lines to
Yeah, I
choose
could see
between.
one editor per configuration, but having
Exactly,
multiple
exactly,
settings, yeah.
exactly. So if you if you have clicked Libris categorizing, then it would in the fourth row would show this all the things you have defined for Libris, and then you can go in and edit it and save your edits. I do like that there's a little text box above because sometimes it's so there's
I
not so
can.
many words in all these pages, so you just have to know it everything. So I like choose that is some explanation here, and then we could have the list of different defined editors and with check mark if they are active, enabled, or across if they are disabled.
Okay, so yeah, I will I'm taking note of that. So I will ask them to redo this, taking that in account that like several editors need to be here, and also it has an enable disable button. So Maybe it can be over here. Like the because I really like the way the Z3950 behaves. So okay, I will ask for that and update the labels. And when that's ready, I will send it back to you. How's that? Is it good?
Great. Thank you so much. This was really productive. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I
thanks.
will fill in the rest of the fields for Blue Core for the two different options so you have them and get those screen dumps. It's only been a day on the working calendar for us. We were off at Stanford yesterday, so I will do that and the screen dumps. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll see
Okay.
you in
I'll
March,
see
unless
you.
there's anything else.
So then I just need to so there's a bit of programming happening behind the scenes in order to do this. So will you, is this something your team in the citation will pick up because you are doing the implementation for the folio native? Or what is
We
happening
don't.
next? What's happening next?
We don't know. I mean, we don't know because we didn't want to step it in either because it was because the ticket was done by your team. So it was like, okay, I don't wanna step like
No. But you do
you
you have
were
the
pointed.
bandwidth to do it? Do you have the bandwidth to do this work, or
Yeah,
what would
but
be the next step we can do?
I think I might have bandwidth, but after Trillium, I'm not sure if I maybe we could, but it would be kind of slow. Let me think. Maybe late March we'll have like more bandwidth
Okay,
to
we
work
can
with this.
also find out later. Okay.
Yeah, around that time because we are closing like the main features that we were planning for, and after closing that we'll have some bandwidth, but that will be like l late March, so we'll have one sprint, and then I don't know what will happen when the features are closed, you know. But we can.
So I was also, it's very late to bring in new work for Trillium. So it's
Yes,
probably
yes.
umbrella leave. But we should decide on who is doing the backend work, because there's definitely backend work
Yeah.
necessary here.
Let's do this. I will ask the head developer about this, like how much bandwidth we will this take? And I can then tell you in the Slack channel. So if it's possible to have it like before Trillium, I'm not really sure. I will give it a try. Otherwise, yeah, we wouldn't be able to do this for Trillium. Is that
Okay.
okay?
Definitely.
Okay. On the and then I was thinking there's some talking about incremental releases. So maybe if it's not in Trillium, it might be for the incremental release that it will be intermediate in Umbrella Leaf.
Okay.
By then, of course, we'll have bandwidth. Because I will have the chance to put it like intentionally in some slot. Yeah.
What would be the beauty in it is that we kind of that making sure that what you are planning to do for linking to the Folio native app is expanded so it also can support. So
Yeah,
we are
that's
not
ideal.
doing things doubled, but we simply do it in one go and can support
Yes.
all
But that's
solutions. That would be beautiful.
yeah. That's a yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And
That's
if
the
we
point
can
of Link
have
Data.
those mock-ups, we can share them with our home institutions too, and just make
Oh.
sure everyone's aware that there will be needs down the line. It's always helpful to share sooner rather than later.
Oh, maybe I can share the mock-ups that as they are now, and then share with you the updates.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, I will do that. I will do that one after this meeting.
Awesome.
Okay,
Thank you so
thank
much.
you.
Okay.
Okay, see you in March.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.